Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to talk about, I have to change the words a little bit, and then I'm going to change them in the article because YouTube frowns on me when I say these words too many times. But sexy versus slutty. Let's talk about the difference between the two. You know, when a lot of times when I'm asked as a bachelor, as a single guy, hey, what is it you don't like about women today? And I go through divorce statistics and I go through child custody statistics. And then just from the dating side, I talk about how many women are on OnlyFans and how many women are doing the pay for play during this, doing the sugar stuff. I've got an article on what I still want to do on that at some point, probably tomorrow night, about, but there's like 3 million college women that are doing that, that are having these type of relationships to earn money for college with older gentlemen of wealth, shall we say. And come to find out, there's only like 11 or 12 college students, female college students enrolled every year, which means like 25% of them are doing this. I know of someone personally that did it, and I was really surprised. Like, I never thought that somebody I actually knew would go on one of these sites to meet up with a Splenda man and do this kind of thing. But what I want to talk about is some of the things that women have done. You know, if you're into casual dating and you're a relatively successful, good-looking guy, it's not that difficult to go out and get some action, whether it's on the dating apps, whether it's out in the dating world. When I was doing it, I had relatively good success, not nearly as successful as probably somebody that's attractive and tall and has a full head of hair. But I didn't do too bad because I don't take anything too personally, and rejection doesn't bother me. So maybe it's a sheer numbers game for me, because I could go up and talk to anybody about anything and see if something would happen for me. But the thing about it is today that there's so few that I find that I actually want to talk to and that I actually want to date. And Dr. Taylor Burrows wrote an interesting article for Evie Magazine. She wrote a great article about, you know, being attractive versus being easy. Maybe those are the two words that I'll use for this article. And what it is that women are doing wrong and what we guys are seeing, and it's lowering the value of women in our eyes. You know, if you were to bring forth a relatively attractive woman that that has her stuff together and hasn't had a plethora of partners and isn't emotionally damaged and dresses nicely and is still feminine and eloquent and classy, then that's what guys are looking for. However, you know, wearing tight clothes that reveal everything, don't get me wrong, guys love to look at that. Don't get me wrong, guys would love to have their way with that. However, they do not want to introduce that to mom. They don't want to date that long term. And I think this is one of the big reasons why a lot of us guys, and I'd like to hear your opinions after the video, I think this is why a lot of us guys have just walked away from it all. So let's get reading on this, and I want to see what you guys think and if you agree with Dr. Taylor's take on this. And then I have another article by one of my favorite writers that's actually one of my favorite female writers, Rotten Wildflowers, and she writes some good salient points on another article. So we'll say classy versus classless, or attractive versus easy. Let's talk about the big difference between the two. What do modest, attractive, and easy really mean? Contrary to popular opinion, modesty and attractive appeal aren't mutually exclusive at all. In fact, the ideal woman has a beautiful blend of both. Who doesn't want to be the ideal woman? These qualities are descriptive of her presence and the quality of character she displays that defines her as attractive, healthy, feminine woman who is respectable, selective, and classy. And, you know, it's the thing is, I've been turned down by women before. I mean, we all have as guys. But there's the woman that is classy and attractive and feminine and turns you down in a, oh, I'm not really interested, but thank you, is a big difference than a lot of the turndowns that guys get today, where they may be texting with somebody, a screenshot's taken, it's put up on a forum in Reddit, And then women like roast this guy over maybe many of the ways he might have tried to ask a woman out. It's a different game today. And if you're the least little bit timid or incapable of talking to a woman, it makes men just want to shut themselves out and not be a part of it. They continue on. When you think of an easy woman, what comes to mind? What about when you think of a classy woman? Can you define the difference? And again, you guys can probably see the text on the screen here. I just can't say these words because YouTube will demonetize the video. And Dr. Taylor, I'll leave a link down below as always. Dr. Taylor actually says it out very well and very, she lays it out quite well in a little Twitter post that she put on here, but it's what she's talked about in this article. Consider these mental images for a moment. There are probably three very distinct mental images, am I right? Qualifying these categories visually is hard because they're very subjective terms. It's difficult to pinpoint what's objectively modest, attractive, and what goes too far towards slutty, easy. It depends on personal taste, culture, your value system, and even your body type and the situation. The same outfit might look appropriate on one woman and very inappropriate on another, depending on the venue and the event she's wearing it to, her body language, positioning, body shape and size, and her personality that it shows through the outfit. Yes, when a young, fit woman wears a nice micro mini dresser or the black mini dress, as we call it, it's very nice looking. When somebody that is not of the right body shape, way too heavy, wears one and wears it inappropriately tight, it does not look good. It makes you appear try-hard, or it makes women appear try-hard. They say, look at these photos, for example. Not everyone's going to agree on which ones are spicy, attractive, or inappropriate. And they show these young gals that have way too much makeup on, look really, really young, and they remind me of the girl that you would see in a 1980s like hair metal band as one of the like dancers off on the side. Not a good look. As a matter of fact, the one that's in the blue has so much makeup on. I forget where I was in Ireland. Maybe it was Sligo. There was somewhere in Ireland where all the women had, the girls, they looked like between 13 and 15, 13, 16. They had so much makeup on, it looked like they were wearing a doll head. Like they had normal skin and normal tones. And then when you got up here, they looked like they was all orange with super thick eyebrows, way, way, way too much makeup. I want to say that was Sligo. It was striking. Like I was out at a pub with a couple of German girls that I had met. And when we went out, we all of us were looking at each other like, is there an event? Like, did we miss something? And we asked one of the local guys next to us at the pub, and he's like, no, that's just how the girls dress or put their makeup on when they come out. And we're like, but they look ridiculous. He's like, yeah, I know. That's just what they do. And that's what this girl with the super thick eyebrows and the way caked on makeup looks like, because she looks like she's 12. Now, this is a supermodel here, again, wearing what looks like a bathing suit with a little bit of lace over top of it. Now, again, as a guy, you look at that and I go, yeah, she's beautiful. I'm sure her body is wonderful underneath that. It certainly looks wonderful outside of that. But it's not classy. It's not elegant. It's just spicy. And we guys don't mind spicy, but the thing is, you know, guys will date that, but they're not going to date it to be like, oh, I want to get to know her and maybe have a long-term relationship with her. They're basically saying themselves, I want to get to know her well enough I can get her out of that ugly outfit onto my floor and her into my bed. The first picture is raunchy, and women who wear this style give the impression of promiscuity. Even the cat suit worn by the supermodel appears easy. When taken out of context, it may pass as appropriate and high fashion event, but I'm sure if worn by a regular woman at a regular venue, she would appear overexposed. And now she shows some more photos here of, again, very attractive women. And no, I mean, these aren't, I would certainly say these women are attractive. They look sexy in these clothes, but it's not over. Like if I saw a woman like that with her looks walking down a street on the, the Champs-Élysées in Paris, I would certainly think she's absolutely gorgeous, but it's classy, and that's the difference. And she talks a little bit more about that, and she talks about the negativity with being modest and how women are trying to get attention, but they're not doing it in a healthy way. But this is the article that I want to spend a little bit more time talking about from Rotten Wild Flower, and she says, women are the prize, but not always. A little more on the confusing times of the liberation that we live in now. And the The interesting thing is that, again, when men, and one of the reasons why I'm out is because it's easy to get easy satisfaction today. Today is the you want to watch a movie instantly. You can search it up, download it from a certain website if you use Torrent, things like that. You can rent it. You can go to Hulu. It may be on there. You can have your own digital library. And whatever you want to watch, you click it and you watch. When I was a kid and you wanted to watch one of the things I can remember came on around Christmas time, like The Goonies or The Grinch That Stole Christmas, is like you'd watch it and then you'd have to run to the bathroom during the commercials and get whatever you wanted to drink, use the bathroom, come back, because that was the only time it played. And you could set, this was even before VHS, before you could set a tape to watch it. You got to watch it once or twice a year. It made it special. But when you have access to something all the time, whether it's spicy videos online, whether it's going to Reddit and going to any of the NSFW, not safe for work, forums, women are objectifying themselves all the time for free. And then when you go out on dates and they give it up too easy, it holds no value. Now, I know some of you may not have access to that and have not been successful in dating, and so you think it has a lot of value. I'll tell you now, it doesn't. A good bottle of Jergens lotion and Rosie Palm and her five fingers will give you roughly the same stimulation that you can get from. The only thing is you don't get any validation of, oh, I love that, or I love you, or you were great. You don't get any of the validation. The physicality of it's very similar, minus the bobs. So Rotten Wildflower says women are the prize, but not always. If you're somewhat of a social observer like me, you'll notice that there is an odd trend occurring within women today. And this is going to be something we talk about all the time. First, young women are told to stop or to step out. Let's try that again. First, young women are told to step on their own throats and pretend that they're fine with voluntarily objectifying themselves, casual intimacy, men who refuse commitment, and avoid taking responsibility in cases of pregnancy. Let me add on that yes, some of these player guys may not take responsibility, but a lot of these guys might take responsibility, but the women decide to either end the pregnancy or decide not to let the guy be involved with that. Either way, the guy's not able to be in the part of that kid's life, and that causes a whole slew of problems that is within some men's control, and they don't do anything about it, but it's also out of a lot of men's control, and they don't do the right thing. She says, next, you have 30-plus women who have suddenly discovered their insane worth and are only willing to settle for dependable, emotionally stable provider men who must be willing to take on full responsibility for their 1 to 3 kids from previous loose relations. We talk about this one all the time. The moms, the single moms now that are in their 30s, they've had their fun. They find out all of a sudden they're tired of getting played. These guys just used them, maybe got them pregnant. They bounced. And all of a sudden now the woman says, hold on. Now I have to be responsible. And now I want a mature guy. And now I want one partner. But the problem is they're coming to the table with 1 to 3 kids. They're coming to the table where maybe their pair bonding is fried out and they don't have the ability to just fall in love with one guy. And in the meantime, they may have 20 to 100 other partners that they're comparing this guy that they think they're going to be with long term to. And it's not enough for he can't measure up over time. And she gets bored of him and she leaves. And men have learned this. And then, of course, you got the court system and everything else after that. She says, I can't be the only one who's left scratching my head looking at these dynamics. You're not. We talk about it all the time here. They just don't make any sense when we look at them from position of our own best interests or women's own best interests. She says, anyway, getting back to women, the only answer is to go against the current and adopt the following mindsets. Now, I've had women email me as I get through my emails occasionally, and many times they've said, hey, I am a good woman. I want a good guy. I want a long-term relationship. I want a guy like you guys out there. And I say, okay, if that's what you want, number one, don't worry about his looks necessarily. Don't think he's going to be the top 10 or 20% of best-looking guys. That a good-looking guy doesn't necessarily mean he's going to treat you well. As a matter of fact, he may even treat you worse because he knows he has other options. Number two, look for somebody that has their crap together financially, emotionally, and they're stable. And number three, go out on a couple dates and treat them reasonably, but lay the ground terms of the dating down on the table before you begin dating. As in, A, I only want something casual. That means we're going to fool around and be casual and sleep together, and then when one of us is done, it's over. Or B, if you say, I want a long-term relationship, be in a long-term relationship and don't just jump at the first sign of a passing guy that's great-looking and winks at you, because that's what a lot of women are doing, and men notice this, and men are now gun-shy about dating. Yeah, and the third one I'd say is if you're going to go long-term, make sure you have laid the groundwork of, and this is both for guys and women, lay the groundwork of, I want this to be a long-term relationship, and I don't want any intimacy to occur until we've determined we're going to be monogamous one-on-one. Women aren't doing that anymore. And so guys are actually taking advantage of that, or at least the top guys are, because they're just going around pretending like they're going to be in a relationship with all these women. They love them, they leave them, and then the women get butt hurt, and then they take it out on the next guy they meet. So she says, requiring commitment from a man doesn't make you look needy, unprogressive, or uncool. Intimacy always carries risks, whether it can take an emotional toll on you, breaking your pair bonding skill, giving you an STD, or an unwanted pregnancy. This stuff is serious. The least you can do is only ever date men with whom you are sure you can build a family with. If you're a sensitive girl who loves with all her hearts and values commitment, stop buying into all the BS. You must emotionally dead and treat men like bedroom toys to seem progressive. Right. And this is something, again, we guys talk about is when a woman says, oh, I've only had 10 or 20 or 40 or 80 or how many, what does it mean that it matters that I've had all these partners? We know, men know, the emotional toll that it does on women. And we know that if, look, if we're the one of the first three guys a woman has ever been with, then you can kind of say, okay, I'm 33% of the men she's been with. Maybe there's a better chance or better odds that I'm going to be longer term and I'm going to be able to keep her happy and I'm going to be able to stay with her. When a woman says, I've had 100, and you go, great, I'm 1/100th of all her partners instead of 1 in 3, guys know the odds of them being the winner and the being able to make her happy and stay with him are practically zero. And so guys do not even attempt to try to be in a long-term relationship with a woman like this because they know the odds are stacked against them. Also, when women are like this many times, and same thing with guys here on this one too, when people have a lot of partners, many times they're either A, emotionally unavailable, which just means they do not have the emotions able to be in a committed relationship, or B, there is some past problems or trauma that keeps them from having a good, strong relationship, even if they want one. She says, number two, laying out all your demands prior to commitment is a must. Don't be a snake. Don't pretend to only want casual intimacy to appear cool and unbothered, only to later baby trap him or act upset because you thought that eventually he would want to marry you and have two and a half kids and a suburban home with you. Discuss everything you want and expect prior to serious commitment so that both of you can have a fair chance of evaluating whether you're a good match and want the same things in life or you should avoid each other for the rest of your lives. Don't waste 5 years of your lives only to eventually find out that he never wanted kids in the first place and expects you to always go 50-50 even though you wanted to be taken care of after having kids. And this is these are the women that we men are finding in their 30s that are showing up and saying, hey, I have one kid, two kids, three kids. I'm tired of the playboys. I'm tired of the bad boys, the F boys. Now I'm looking for something serious and long-term. And guys are saying, yeah, but why me now? Why not me before? Now you're coming to me all banged up and damaged, both emotionally and with extra baggage of kids, and now I'm supposed to be Johnny on the spot and save you from your misery? No, thank you. Don't be a doormat to Chad. Now, see, now, this is what makes me think Rotten Wildflower. Now, I know it's a woman, because, or at least as far as I can tell, because she's actually been kicked off of a lot of mainstream article places or publications because women complained. But if not, Rotten Wildflower certainly keeps in touch with the manosphere because she says, don't be a doormat to Chad, only be to be a tyrant to Kevin. I haven't heard the Kevin thing. Just because you're allowed to be an a-hole, or just because you allowed an a-hole to treat you like dog ass in the past, does not give you permission to treat the next guy like garbage and make him suffer from your suddenly overinflated ego, which was non-existent before. Life doesn't have to exist in extremes, you know. If you watch my Danica Kirkpatrick video about her and her breakup, she's, you know, 30-something, late 30s, I think. And she says, now the next guy that I'm going to be dating is really going to have to prove himself and really going to have to step through the hoops and really show me that he's serious. And you're at 39. And the last guy that you were with was a millionaire football star who probably treated you very well by the sounds of it, and he broke up with you because you're a little on the crazy side. Well, when a guy sees that or a guy hears that, that you're going to have to prove yourself to me, a guy says, no, you have to prove yourself as much to me as I do to you. That's part of the game. It's called dating. And when women go overboard and like, you have to prove yourself to me, and I don't have to prove myself to you because I'm amazing and I'm awesome and strong women and you're intimidated, men just go, forget it. Forget it. I'm not going to waste my time on you. Lay off the masochism. In a healthy relationship, two mature adults, there are no mixed signals, roller coaster emotions, or teary breakdowns. If you keep going back to someone who constantly hurts you and is never there for you, you are the problem, and you like not being liked. Yeah, or you think that eventually you're going to change Alpha Chad's mind into somehow liking you and not give the regular Joe Schmo down the street a chance. And that's, again, a lot of guys today just feel like that way. We don't get it. Hey, I've never been gotten a chance. We don't get chances to go out there and date. And so I'm out. Unfortunately, I think that's the case with a lot of guys today, is they have even never really got a chance. And they just said, rather than pounding my head up against this brick wall, I'm just going to move on. Don't dress like an Instagram model if you feel more comfortable covered up, right? We just talked about that. And acknowledge food addiction is a form of abuse with food. So there's that. I'll leave the links down below as always. I know I went a little longer on this one, but you know, there is a difference between classy and being classless and being easy. Men will always want easy women. Of course we do, because they're easy. If you were to say to a guy, hey, would you enjoy being with a woman that you have to put very little effort into? She's even average looking, but she'll sleep with you and you get to have some fun with her. Guys naturally would be like, yeah, of course. Because men are driven by that. However, if you, I mean, I know back in high school and in my early college years, I know guys that were referring to women as like the doorknob because everybody gets their turn. And the thing is, guys would go forward knowing everybody's already had a turn, and they would go ahead and take their turn. Why? Because the bedroom is fun. Guys like that. And I'm not saying women don't, but guys would do that. The thing is, though, is no one would date her. No one wanted to be with her because they knew everybody else had been with her and they didn't want to have a girlfriend that everybody else knew like that. That's the difference between being classy and being classless and easy. Everybody wants easy, but no one wants to keep easy. Maybe that's the best way I can put it. I don't know. So until all that changes, I think men are staying out of it. I think men are enjoying their time alone. Men will go out there and have the casual flings, but they're not going to get involved long term. And until the court systems and everything else change, I don't think they should. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos and join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com for the forums. I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Remember, classy is sexy. Easy, slooty is easy. And we may take advantage of it, but it doesn't mean we're going to keep it.